This is Leah Gage of Leah's Movie Lowdown. I was fortunate this week to be able to talk to filmmaker Daniel Rehm of the new documentary Harold and Lillian, A Hollywood Love Story. The film documents the life and love of Harold and Lillian Mickelson and their work behind the scenes during Hollywood's golden age. The film is set to screen Sunday, April 2nd at 12:30 p.m. at Red River Theaters in Concord for the New Hampshire Jewish Film Festival. I started by asking what inspired Daniel to make the film.
I met Harold Mickelson when I was a film student at the American Film Institute Conservatory in Los Angeles in 1997. And he came and taught storyboard art to our class. And I was already intrigued by the relationship he had with our professor, Robert Boyle, who was the production designer on The Birds, and Harold Mickelson was the storyboard artist on The Birds. And I thought not only was there... this is how I met Harold Lillian, basically, but not only was their art amazing and what they contributed, but as people, I was very engaged, and it struck me to kind of roll some camera while they're talking or just being with each other. And so Harold Mickelson agreed to come with me and Robert Boyle about a year later, 1998, to Bodega Bay, where they'd shot The Birds 37 years earlier. So Lillian joined us on that trip. And what happened was I was really fortunate because Harold and Lillian, in many respects, took me under their wing, as they had done so many others in the film business. And invited. What does that mean? That means they basically were very warm and generous with their time, invited me to lunch at the DreamWorks Studios where Lillian had a research library. And I was a student. And just to be sort of learning from them and just having let them, sort of sponge while they pass on their sort of legacy. When 13 years later, how many years later in 2013, when I started making this documentary, I wanted to sort of transfer that experience, that energizing experience, into a movie. That was one of my motivations, and that's how I met Lillian.
I wondered what Lillian Mickelson's reaction was, after having known Daniel so long, when he pitched the idea of the film to her.
Positive, startled, Harold Lillian... And startled because Harold Lillian had never been in the spotlight as it relates to celebrating their contributions. They were barely credited for their work, And, of course, people in the Hollywood industry, they're very eager to have Harold or Lillian or both participate on a film they were working on. Producers, writers, directors, production designers always benefited from having this amazing team, duo. But Lillian, so I think... Now, in retrospect, having made the film, having sort of been a little more objective, I think that Lillian's, she's still with us right now, she's 88, and her willingness over, a year and a half to be interviewed by me and slowly kind of open up her life story in both the sort of wonderful and the sublime and the painful as well combined, I think was an act of love for her towards her late husband, if that makes sense. Because I think in many ways that process of working with her and having her open up and tell her story was her way of sort of smiling up to Harold saying, look, we made it. And it's not that, look, we made it, we have these amazing careers that are finally being acknowledged. On the contrary, I don't think they really care about that. I think for her, it's look, we made it after 60 years of a life together, and we had a successful family, and we have a story to tell that maybe, Lillian was very generous with opening up their very personal and beautiful story.
Knowing that Harold and Lillian were behind-the-scenes people, and almost never on camera themselves, I asked if it was difficult to find relevant footage to use.
Definitely. Yes and no. So, fortunately, from a standpoint of B-roll... I had access to a wonderful, rarely seen archive of Harold's artwork so that I could cut that into, the Birds and Margie, The Graduate, The Ten Commandments, all those things that he did. And then there were, the Mickelson archives had, slides that we scanned and found some really amazing relics, photographs of his working behind the scenes process. From a footage standpoint, and then this, of course, relates to their career, and then I'll get to their personal life. There was also this amazing footage that Daniel Fisher shot, who was a student at UCLA in the 1980s, and he had filmed footage that was never used for anything, of Lillian's research library at Paramount Studios. And connecting with Daniel was a journey in itself, where Lillian finally, after 3 months of not being able to find this guy who I knew had these tapes, Lillian called a detective friend of hers. We tracked him down, and we got the raw footage, which really pointed to me, once we had that material that you see in the film, it's really fantastic footage of Lillian working, doing what she does at a research at her Paramount Studios research library. So we got a hold of that footage, and I saw it. It was breathtaking, and it was kind of amazing to see Lillian sort of, on her knees in a long shot, pulling books and materials and counterpoint that with how passionate she is and was about doing the work she did. So the material-wise, we were really fortunate to get that. But what I didn't have access to, other than some photographs, very few photographs of her and Lillian, was a way to depict their kind of extraordinary love story visually, and not just through whatever people are saying or Lillian's recollections, which were really candid and strong. But I partnered with a wonderful senior animator, Patrick Maté, who had known her for 20 years at DreamWorks Animation Studios. And he devised these incredible storyboards that, kind of a storyboard cartoon-esque way, depict and visualize the narrative of the story that Lillian is sharing with us. So that brings us and the audience sort of into their shoes and sort of heightens the visual drive of the film. So that is really the process of how I put the film together from standpoint of collecting the materials.
I found it impressive while watching the film how many big name people are in it. Legends such as Danny DeVito, Mel Brooks, and Francis Ford Coppola. I wondered how hard it was to obtain interviews for the film.
Well, having known Harold Lillian over the years, I would meet certain people over and over again that sort of were part of their inner circle, or really that I understood that really loved them and had a personal and working relationship with them. So that was sort of my first tier of people that I wanted to interview. Mel Brooks, it's well known that Harold had collaborated on just about every classic Mel Brooks film in one capacity or another. So that was really important for me and challenging to book an interview with him, but fortunately it worked out. And Anahi was also someone who I'm really glad agreed to. They were shy in general, but didn't want to participate. But when she saw a rough cut, I think that sort of emotionally, the film emotionally connected with her. And she offered to, she invited me to the Zone Trope headquarters at Napa Valley. And I saw the Coppola Research Library and interviewed her there. And she was Lillian's protege and then close friend. It's a talent. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. No.
Lastly, with this film about iconic Hollywood figures that have been mostly hidden from the public eye, I asked Daniel what he wants people to take away from the film after seeing it.
Number one is, I'd like for Harold and Lillian's contributions that I think are very important and significant and creative and worthy of being a part of the kind of collective film history, sort of understand that these are two people that did something rather extraordinary behind the scenes. They didn't necessarily want the credit, but learning about their process and what they did contribute, Lillian's contributions to Scarface and 100 other movies, and Harold's sort of ability to help directors tell their stories visually and come up with these really exceptional shots, like from The Graduate, and then, and understanding better when someone throws out there, oh yeah, Hitchcock storyboarded all of his movies. Now we see firsthand how Harold did it, what the process was, what he learned from Hitchcock, and and documenting sort of a firsthand account. That's why the film sort of does a deep dive into The Birds, Marnie, The Graduate, and Ten Commandments. And then also Danny and Harold's collaboration, I think, is really, at some point in film history, Danny DeVito should get his own, as a director. And Harold was very much a part of that. And finally, I think that in terms of the human story, that's really, for me, why I made the film in many respects, like why I didn't just make it like a short little homage. I really felt there was like a narrative that talks about decisions we make and the impact, you know, that how work and life kind of intertwine and how that impacts our inner life and our family and how we want to look back at our legacy when we're lucky enough to be Lillian's age, you know, and reflect back on our life and ask ourselves, like, what decisions did we make in terms of the people we love and ourselves? I hope that makes sense.
That makes total sense, and it sums up the film nicely. I will have a full review of Harold and Lillian, A Hollywood Love Story, for you soon. But for now, you should head over to Red River Theaters in Concord on Sunday, April 2nd, to catch the film at 12:30 p.m. My thanks to Daniel Rame for talking to me about his extraordinary film. This is Leah Gage.